To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nine o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty, and Mac Morey with us as well on
Mac's
Wednesday.
Awesome.
Yes, he is. You better believe it. By the way.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Side note, my favorite character from Stranger Things, Rockin' Robin. Telling you, get on it. Watch it. I finished the new releases of this last season that just came out. Now we've got a couple more episodes. Got to wait till Christmas Day and New Year's Eve, I think.
It's all over.
I locked in.
Okay.
Locked the F in, dude.
I'm excited to get back into it. I'm going to do it.
The way the newest episode of the last episode of the newest season ends, holy smokes, dude.
Woo!
You've seen Breaking Bad?
Of course.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Hank Schrader looks up and sees it says WW
mm-hmm.
and that feeling you had?
Yeah.
That's where I was at yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Same level.
Okay.
Same level.
I'm stoked.
To my great friend.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And then you see how the Stranger Things episode's in. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, no, man, I got 2.5 weeks because we're from tomorrow, 2 weeks from Christmas.
Ayo.
McFly.
I mean, today we hit the middle of December, you know?
Crazy.
I mean, it just goes fast, man.
December.
If we do, yeah.
That's Merle Haggard, by the way. So Fesco and Dusty's poll question, it says, do you want Travis Kelce to come back for one more year? Key emphasis on what? Want is the word we're looking for. And it says yes or no. Simple. 43.5% said yes. That means 56.5%. Of the 207 votes said no.
I'm surprised. I really am. Usually you run a poll question like that, and it's overwhelming. Yeah, we want Travis back. But I think people are starting to realize the best thing for this organization to move forward, not because of what Travis has done, mm-hmm. it's because it's going to help Patrick Mahomes form new relationships. And he needs to form new relationships because sooner or later, Travis won't be here. And I don't know that Pat's formed new relationships yet.
Couple of comments on there. Somebody says, I'm good either way. He can obviously still play very high level. So if he wants to play, I'd be happy with having him back. But if he wants to hang it up, I'm always happy with that move as well. Somebody who listens to the show, and apparently Jimmy Ray Barton on Twitter, says, I agree with what Danen had to say to you guys. Soak it all in. Looks like he's avoiding the media. Feels like he's leaning into this is it. And I cannot wait to have my family and my tickets for December 25th.
Yeah, nice.
They get it.
Yep.
Somebody says it's not a simple yes or no. If he wants to come back, then of course it's yes. If he doesn't, then no, it is. That's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then somebody also says, this comes from Daryl. Swear.
Daryl.
Yes.
Which Daryl?
Hey, Daryl. Yes, but only if he drops the extracurricular activities during the seasons. No more podcasting, total leadership. Okay.
That's a hard eye roll from Bob. He was doing all of that the last couple of years, and they went and won Super Bowls.
Text line says, keep Kelce, ditch Worthy in Hollywood.
Like people act like athletes aren't supposed to have a life outside their job. Daryl, do you do anything outside of your work?
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah, but I'm not representing the city.
He's not either. He's just not, Daryl. It's a job.
So it leans kind of.
And jobs can ask you not to do things outside of your work. Well, if they pay you an end contractually, it's absolutely an acceptable ask from a job.
Yeah, but
they do.
And if we why should they?
Andy Reid asks other players not to do podcasts. I'm just saying he's the exception to the rule.
I will say, I've had sources tell me this. This is true, that Andy Reid was not asked by Travis if he could do the podcast. Because Travis knew what the answer would be. But then when he found out that it was Jason, it was a whole different story.
Gotcha. Different ballgame.
And I think it was also when he's like, hey, man, like, sly, but don't F this up, Travis. And then two Super Bowls later, it's like, all right, we're good.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like you can do stuff out of your, like, now if Travis Kelce's out there jumping off bridges or something that could hurt him and that's detrimental to him, fine. Like Andy having these guys not do podcasts and interviews and all that kind of stuff, that's nonsense. That's not hurting anything. I hate when coaches do that. Focus on that. Come on.
No, it does make sense because Tyreek Hill did a podcast the minute he left
Kansas
City. Depends
on who the person is.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, again, like, we knew that wasn't probably a recipe for success if Tyreek mm-hmm. Hill was going to go out there and be like, it just needed to be said. It's like, whoa, dude, come on now.
That's like horseradish.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so Travis, I believe, from what I've been told by multiple people, that it was not a, you know, discussion with him and Andy. It was just like, hey, I'm going to do this because it's Jason. He'll be all right. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Then it's too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it leads to the success and no distractions. So it just kind of like played out. So
forgiveness, I think they rather have, than permission kind of thing.
Right. I think they have mentioned it on the podcast before when like Andy, I think, brought it up on his episode where he's like, yeah, once I knew it was Jason, like I trusted Jason, but you know, all these sort of things. That's still one of their best episodes when Andy joins the show.
But why wouldn't you trust Travis Kelce or anybody like that? Tyreek Hill, obviously a case by case scenario.
Travis has had attitude issues.
A little bit, but I mean, he's grown and he's matured. Yeah, he had the attitude issues when he was young. You know?
One thing that we've seen with Andy is like, he doesn't like to get burned twice. We saw how it went in Philly. He's going to try not to make it happen in Kansas City.
Well, I hope he really means that, because if they go out this offseason and, you know, just target every bad free agent out there because they're in panic mode, then it will be like Philadelphia.
And we don't want it to go back to what it was before Andy got here. And that's because when that happened, Clark Hunt was like, Andy, you're coming here. And now we're having a falter of a year. And now it leans into Clark Hunt to be that guy once again.
Yeah, it is. This offseason to me is all about Clark Hunt allowing Brett Veach and Andy Reid to go out there and restock the roster in the right way. And I'm not a huge free agent, spend all your money in free agency, but they're going to have to spend some money in free agency. agency this year and win some of these, you know, head-to-head battles. I always go back to the Trent Williams thing and think, man, if they would have won that battle and had Trent Williams signed and, you know, gave him, you know, exactly what he wanted, how much better off as a franchise would we have been? You know, we would have stopped searching and trying for left tackles for all these years, and everything would have been set up there, and maybe we could have other players part of our roster that we don't currently have because we've been spending time with the Wanye Morrises and all the other guys that we've tried at that left tackle position. So Clark Hunt has to be willing to allow his guys to go out there this offseason and really revamp the roster. And it may be more money than they're used to spending, and signing bonuses may be bigger than they're accustomed to, but that's where Clark has to come in and allow them to do that. This offseason, to me, the number one person going into this offseason is Clark Hunt. He needs to allocate the resources necessary to his front office and coaching staff to rebuild this thing and put better players on the field. But whether that's making trades and signing bonuses, whether that's free agent signings, whether that's whatever, Clark Hunt has to be willing to allow his guys to go out there and make these moves. And if the owner is not willing to allow you to go out there and spend that extra cash or give a higher bonus to a certain player to ensure that he comes to Kansas City, then they're not going to be able to have the success that they need to have this offseason to get this team back to where it was. And I think having a year like this probably has, you know, made Clark Hunt realize, okay, I will let these guys go out there, because nobody wants to have this kind of season again, right? You don't want to waste another year of Patrick Mahomes' prime and his career by not having the best team surrounding him. So I think this offseason, to me, the success and failure of this offseason, this does get attributed right back to ownership and allowing and putting his coach and GM in position to be able to get better this offseason.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, the owner has to have a big season, but it also is like owner and head coach, mm-hmm. right? Like, you've got to be able to look at this season and see where the team failed and where you don't want to miss out on the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes, because that to me is the ultimate failure. You miss the playoffs with your quarterback who's 30 years old.
Right.
And you got to make sure you can't do that. And that is a man in the mirror type of moment. And if he fixes that and figures that out and then shares that with Clark and then they get with Brett and they kind of put their plan together, then you get the offseason rolling. But like Binkley had mentioned, there are a lot of holes in this team.
There really are. The more we talk about it, Dusty, the more I'm like, God, they got holes everywhere.
Defensive line, yep. Linebacker, receiver.
Running back.
Running back is massive. And then you may have a tight end as well. Mm-hmm. It could be a hole as well. So I'm interested to see, you know, what the leash is, obviously, from Clark to the guys. Because
right.
I know Clark doesn't want to go back to 2012.
No.
Nobody wants to go back to 2012, ever. Ever again.
Nobody wants to go back to being a mid-franchise that nobody cares about either.
And the next season is the 9-7 season where they missed the playoffs and everybody said, okay, maybe it was a one-year flash in the pan, last place schedule, whatever. And then you went on this run that we've been in right now, and mm-hmm. now nobody's going to want to go back to what this year was.
Right.
And, you know, before this year, the worst we had felt was probably, what, 11-6, losing on Christmas Day to the Raiders, going, mm-hmm. I don't know if they can do it. Nobody can catch the ball. Tony's terrible. Like, right. Sky Moore can't do it. And you won the Super Bowl, so that gets kind of, you know, muffed out. And then you look at what this year is, and it's like, this year's sucked. It's just been a consistent of inconsistencies,
yeah.
And they need to change that. And the way that starts is I think, with ownership.
Yeah, it does. It starts with hard questions to Andy Reid, too, if you're Clark Hunt. Like, you have to have some hard conversations with Andy. And I know, look, Andy's the best that's ever done this, right, in my opinion. But there has to be some hard questions that Clark Hunt needs to ask Andy Reid this offseason. Like, what were you doing on fourth down? You know, why haven't you been willing to use the running back? You know, some of these questions I think fans have are legitimate questions that ownership needs to ask the head coach and the general manager and see if they're all on the same page and where they're going and, you know, what kind of resources. Again, to me, this offseason, I know we have the right people in Andy Reid and Brett Veach to turn this thing around. Will ownership give them the resources that are necessary and allow them to do everything that they possibly can to turn this thing around? And again, that's why the new stadium is so important, because the more money you generate at your stadium and at your complex is more money you can keep and then win those bidding wars between the player and another team. If you know you're targeting the same player, but another team is offering a higher signing bonus and guaranteed money, and then, you know, you don't have the ability to match that because you don't have those extra revenue streams that a new stadium brings, and then you're kind of left outside. That's why getting the new stadium is vital to both franchises, to have that ability to go out and spend that kind of money on those players to not make your franchise better, but to keep it as one of the top franchises. Because I think we talked about it yesterday, how many teams went out
and started drafting to counter the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And now they're all arrived. And so now you've kind of got to reset your roster a little bit. I'm excited for this offseason, quite honestly. I think it's going to be unbelievable. I think we're going to see a lot of moves made on this team. At least I hope we see a lot of moves made for this team.
Are you talking about the Chiefs or the Royals?
Chiefs, yeah.
Well, I don't want to talk about the Royals on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back at it on Fesco and Dusty here, 96.5 The Fan. Talk a little Royals baseball. The winter meetings are getting hot and heavy down in Orlando. Guys are starting to sign. Teams are starting to close deals. And people are starting to end up at new locations around Major League Baseball. And that means the Royals are going to be on the clock, right? Everybody's going to want to know what's going on, you know, with the Royals. And we got some good news yesterday as they've got the number 6 overall pick in the draft, which is just awesome. I was looking at a mock draft. So cool. Yes, I was looking at a mock draft this morning at MLB.com, and Jonathan Mayo, who does their kind of scout, or Jim Callis, I should say. I saw it with a Jonathan Mayo tweet, but they've got their mock draft out, and they got the Royals taking, I don't know who the hell he is, Carson Bowman, a left-handed pitcher from high school in South Carolina. They say he ranks as the draft's best pitcher, either high school or college. And so if you got the opportunity to draft the best pitcher in the draft, probably got to take it, you know? Damn. I think that's a way to kind of look at things. So this number 6 overall pick, man, this is great for the Royals. This is wonderful.
Yeah, you love to see it. Love to see that.
I don't know about this kid and who he is, but, you know,
they're also
baseball.
Tagged to the outfielder from LSU. I forget his name already.
Are you talking Curiel? About? Yeah, Derek Curiel.
Like, is that
like
how you say that?
I see you are IEL, like Guriel, but Curiel.
I see you are trying to get it right.
C-U-R, yeah. IEL, yeah.
Roll your
eyes. Curiel could go even higher if he develops more power and proves he can handle center field.
Okay.
So he was a leading hitter on LSU's championship team as a freshman.
Mm. And there was another kid, I forget, Burris. Is that another name they were linked
That's
to?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking.
Oh, no, Drew Burris.
Burris was Florida State or?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
Outfielder. Yeah. Georgia Tech broke into college baseball, 9 homers in his first 8 games.
And also, don't get mad if it's college players getting drafted, because Cags got drafted, came up the same year. Obviously, it wasn't the season they wanted, but other guys as well. Kurtz, right?
Yeah, I'm all for college guys. I think that's the way to go, right? I think anyway. You know, if you're in a win now mode, because mm-hmm. they'll get up quicker than the high school kids will. But
especially on Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm all about, you know, going with the college kids.
Yeah. I think the other thing too is that for the first time, I think in recent Royals history, they're not banking on the draft to develop. They're banking on the free agency to develop. Right?
Yeah.
And we had Jane Levy on earlier, who was talking to us. She's got a new book out. If I was the commissioner, she's a New York Times bestselling author.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked her about, you know, what the Royals should do or who the Royals should get. And boy, did she get me going.
You know, I'd go for the, you know, the second tier bat. But I probably would put all my money in one guy and say, come play with Bobby Witt. You know, don't you want to be on that train? Don't you want to be where there's athleticism and somebody who actually has some allegiance to a place and has already said this is where he wants to be? I mean, I don't understand what happened with the Mets and Diaz, you know, and Nimmo, but something's wrong in the Mets clubhouse because people obviously don't want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
The money was almost the same for Diaz. And Nimmo was like, you know, sure, I'll waive my no-trade contract. I don't know. Let's see. Who would I go for? You know what would be really fun? You put all your money out there for Bellinger and screw the Yankees.
How do you not love that comment right there?
What,
put all your money into Bellinger and screw the Yankees. Like,
I mean,
that's a great move for the Royals. That would be arguably the biggest free agent signing. No, and not arguably. It would be the biggest free agent signing the Royals have ever made.
Sure.
Right?
Right. I mean, yeah. Because I do love the topic that she put in there without realizing it, which is how do you not come play for a guy like Bobby Witt Jr.?
Yeah.
Who are the three best players in baseball?
Kane, Escobar, and Haas. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, Bobby Witt, Ohtani, and Mookie Betts, maybe?
Yeah, you could say Judge.
Judge, yeah.
If you want. Betts, obviously, just always at the top. But, yeah, it's Ohtani, Bobby Witt. And you think about what would happen if you do lead with that. Like, hey, Bobby Witt Jr. is here. The locker room's great. We have other sources that could tell you that as well. Kind of like the Chiefs, right? When you wanted to go get a veteran player in that mold time where they went and got like guys like Le'Veon Bell and LeSean McCoy and DeAndre Hopkins and Terrell Suggs and the list goes on and on and on, right? Melvin Ingram, another one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it was probably similar to what she just said where it's like, you got Andy and Patrick. All you got to do is just little role, and you come in here, and you probably got a chance to do something. Now, I don't think the ceiling is as high, maybe for the Royals, as it was for the Chiefs with prime Patrick Mahomes, right? Or hitting that prime, but it's kind of the same selling point. And, you know, like we have said, you don't necessarily have to, as we heard the Ed Orgeron audio earlier, where he's like, I didn't know anything about Burrow.
Never saw him play.
Right?
But I told him he was the best.
You don't have to know everything, but if you can sell it, and if you can use Bobby Witt Jr. and this pitching rotation and sell that, yeah, I mean, look, I'm high hopes here. You know, this is where we're at. We're winter meetings. And I know a lot of people say, oh, man, I don't really, you know, the Royals never do anything. It's always this, always that. And it's, you know, more so like, well, that was the past.
Yeah, right? It was.
That's not John Sherman's Royals.
That's David Glass's Royals.
One thing that we've seen with the Royals with John Sherman and, you know, JJ in the office as they transitioned from the Dayton Moore days is that they said, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're actually going to make moves in the offseason. And last year, the Royals made a ton of moves in winter meetings. And the year before that, they did the same thing. And they were one of the more active teams. We had audio of Brian Kenny talking about it on MLB Network about how he really liked what the Royals did. And I think that is not stopped because they get there to the promised land, to the ALDS, and lose to the Yankees. And then last year, fall short. And they told us all they were a playoff team, and they weren't.
Right.
Well, I don't want to make the same mistake twice. And I think John Sherman really likes to win. And I think John Sherman wants to win now because, like we say with Patrick Mahomes, you cannot miss the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes, your quarterback. Kind of don't want to miss the playoffs either when Bobby Witt Jr. is still in his 20s.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, too, when you look at the Royals and you mentioned that, you know, the transition from Dayton to JJ and Glass to John Sherman, well, the real difference is John Sherman came in and allowed his front office to go to battle. You know, he gave them arsenals to go fight with, right? Mm-hmm. You would have the Glass family in here. And even before Dayton Moore, when it was Allard Baird, you know, he'd go to a gunfight with a spoon, you know, and he'd be like, well, he has no chance to succeed, you know, in this. When he's going in ill-prepared, John Sherman is allowing and empowering his front office to go out there and make moves that David Glass just wouldn't empower this organization to make. It was very hard to get any sort of funding or resources from Glass to make this team better in off seasons. I mean, every once in a while you'd see it, but like even their biggest offseason addition during that 14-15 run was Kendrys Morales for like $10 million.
It did actually work out.
It was great. It was a great signing.
Well,
but it was only $10 million and nobody else really wanted him. They never went out and really not only spent to get new players to come in here, but to keep their own as well. Like, right. I promise you this, and Eric Hosmer, I guarantee you would agree with me on this, and I haven't talked to him about this. If John Sherman owned the Royals when Hosmer was here, he never would have gone to the Padres. John Sherman never would have allowed that to happen. That's how ownership can make a difference in things. And that's why I say that with, you know, Clark Hunt as well. This offseason, Clark Hunt needs to be John Sherman. And Clark Hunt needs to take a page from John Sherman's playbook and empower his front office like John has empowered JJ to go out there and make trades, free agent signings, anything that you need, you can go out there and do. And that is kind of a full circle moment because when John got the team, the Chiefs were at the top of the world and they were doing a lot of the same stuff that the Chiefs were doing. Hey, if you can't beat them, join them, right? And so you follow successful people. John Sherman is a very successful baseball owner and Clark Hunt can learn from John Sherman. Empower your general manager, empower your coaches, and allow them to do the job, stay out of the way, but give them the resources that they need. And I think that's something that Clark needs to do this offseason. Take a page from John and say, hey, let me give you the resources you need to build this team up because we don't want another season like we're seeing right now.
Right. And a lot of people concerned with the cap number with the Chiefs. Obviously, that can be fluctuated and changed.
Cap's a scam.
With moving people around as well because, you know, obviously you will make a lot of drastic changes in this offseason with Kansas City. It's interesting when you talk about the Royals and what they can do, because I'd like to know the question of who do you think is more disappointed in their season's results, the Chiefs or the Royals?
I mean,
the Chiefs knew they were a playoff team, yeah, and they weren't a playoff team.
Right.
The Royals told you we will be a playoff team, and they weren't a playoff team. And both seasons kind of went similar, as the Royals were in it, per se, towards about last 2 weeks of the season. The Chiefs were in it. Still, technically, they are in it till the last 2 weeks of the season.
Right.
But it's like, what brings the question up is, what do you think is the franchise that's more disappointed with the result of the season, the last year's Royals team or this year's Chiefs team?
Yeah, I would say it's probably the Chiefs, because most of the people in the organization have never experienced what we're experiencing right now. There's a lot of holdovers in all of us here in Kansas City. The Royals didn't make the playoffs, so that's kind of normal, right? Chiefs not making the playoffs has not been normal for this generation. So I think there's probably more disappointment, if you will, at Arrowhead, because their goal going into the season was to win the Super Bowl this year, and they're not even going to get a chance to defend their Super Bowl title. The Royals said they were going to be a playoff team, and you know, things just didn't click really from day one with the offense, and they weren't able to make that big move because everybody else wanted a bat and all that other kind of stuff that was out there. And so I still think the Royals played really good baseball for not having the offense they had. The pitching staff was fantastic last year. So, I mean, I would think probably the Chiefs, because their expectation every year with Patrick Mahomes is to win the whole Super Bowl. And you don't even get in. Yeah, that's a big time kick in the nuts.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close, to be honest. You've got the best player in the sport who plays the most important position in all of sports.
Josh,
yeah. And you have the okay.
What'd you say about Drake May?
And you have the best coach, at least what we've talked about, Vrabel, maybe of all time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And Andy Reid. And they didn't make the playoffs.
And they didn't make the playoffs.
It's unheard of. It's truthfully, this will go down as a historic sports season. Really.
I think when you in put it sport, like that, you're right. Like, you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
And you didn't
even make the playoffs?
From the 816, with Patrick Mahomes on the roster and healthy, missing the playoffs should be an indictment to the whole Chiefs organization 100%. And their direction.
Yep.
That's the narrative of the day.
Right. And that's what we've
been... That's a great text.
You know,
great
text.
That's exactly what we've been saying all day today, is that, like, you cannot, you just cannot miss the playoffs right now with Patrick Mahomes. That's why they say it, and that's why you get annoyed with it and blue in the face with it. Well, Brady never missed... There's a reason why.
And, you know, you were talking about Brady earlier about something hours ago now, and I can't remember what the hell it was. But what I do remember
about watching a career from start to finish.
Yeah, no, it was well before that. You were talking about Brady and the GOAT and all this kind of stuff. Maybe we just have to stop comparing people to Tom Brady. It's not gonna. You know, we're getting into that Jordan territory where people are gonna maybe get close and sniff around early. Nobody's gonna beat Tom Brady. Nobody's gonna take the throne GOAT from Tom Brady.
The other problem with the GOAT conversations is that there are so many different outliers in every situation. Like, you could be like, well, Tom Brady was the greatest. Well, he played in the AFC East. Okay.
I mean, Mahomes had the West for a decade where nobody, you know, put up a fight.
And you could also say, you know, well, the sport evolved. 100%.
Yeah.
But it evolved when Tom was playing.
Tom evolved, too.
You know, and it was all there. So I think you can have those conversations. And, you know, if Mahomes wins, what, 5 Super Bowl rings and 4 MVPs, like, I don't think it matters to Mahomes if he's considered the GOAT or not. I think he is, as Eric Bieniemy once said, which is, I think, a personality trait that the Chiefs miss. I'm not saying that they miss Eric Bieniemy. I'm saying they miss that personality trait because of the fact that we talked about earlier, this team is mentally tired, and there's a lot of, you know, false executions that aren't working. There's penalties. There's this, there's that. And there's not that red ass to go out there and be like, hey, get your head out of your ass and go out there and make a play. There's just like, that'll be all right. You know, we'll be fine. We've fixed this before. You're not fixing it this year. You have a below 500 record, and you're in week 15 of the season.
Yeah, well, fixing it, that falls on deaf ears now. I don't need to hear that anymore. We're close. No, you're not. Oh, the season's over. You're not close anymore. Like, right. I hope they're not peddling that anymore.
Right. And somebody says from the text line, I'll say it's coaching this year. Name a position group that actually got better this year.
I think
one they can think of is the secondary.
The coaching has not been good this year. We've talked about it. You know, we talked about the wide receivers, the deep. But again, is the coaching not good, or is the talent not there too? You know, and that's what you have to ask yourself as well. I mean, have they been able to get the right talent in there? Do they have the right coaches in there?
I'm watching the Patriots get DeMario Douglas and Kayshon Booty open. Like, I don't care about get guys open. At some point, like, you're a coach.
You have
like,
to scheme
you
them.
You got to scheme it. Yeah. You got to do
Christian Watson doing in Green Bay.
Yeah, it's like he hasn't played in a year. He's open. He's catching passes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear about the talent. Like, yes, we've got to talk about getting some more guys in this room, and Jay Binkley will talk about it tomorrow, did a great job of really laying out what we need to do as a wide receiver room perspective. But get guys effing open, dude. I don't care. Rashee Rice isn't a scrub. Xavier Worthy is an NFL player. Like, it's ridiculous.
And maybe you can't, you say you hate comps of like, who's the greatest of all time. Here's the deal. Xavier Worthy is not Tyreek Hill.
No. Stop trying to make him Tyreek Hill.
And he's not going to be.
That's a great point, never gonna Dusty. Happen. Stop.
And I think the other thing, too, is that, you know, if you're going to get a receiver, go get something that you don't have. Mm. And, Mac, you know this question or the answer to this question. What receiver do you not have on this roster?
6'7" guy.
Big boy.
Big boy.
Yeah.
And you nailed
never
it.
Had it. But I see like, when
and
you
he
look
doesn't
at
have to have 4.3 speed.
No.
Does he have 5-star hands?
Yep. But what, what really bothers me, though, about Andy Reid this year is that he just wasn't Andy Reid this year. Like, he's doing stuff and acting, you know, the way that he's not supposed to be, right? Like, we're not supposed to be a team that has their offense on the board and you take off Tyreek Hill. Okay, we got to find the exact clone for Tyreek Hill. That's not what Andy Reid did to be successful for all these years in the NFL. That's why it scares me about Travis Kelce. Like, don't ever look for a replacement for Travis Kelce. Stop. Don't try. Don't look. Don't search one out. It will come to you. That's why you always have to take the best player in the draft. And I think the Chiefs, rut's the wrong word to use because they were winning. But now when you start to lose, you start to realize maybe they were in a little bit of a rut where, all right, we got rid of 10. All right, we got to go draft, because that's what they did when they got Mecole Hardman.
Well, at least they don't have 9.
Yeah, right. But like when Tyreek Hill had one of his umpteen incidences and they didn't know if he was going to play, they went out and drafted the clone in Mecole Hardman, who proved to be a good player. Like, if he was taken later in the draft, he would have been just fine. But with the panic that set in, that Tyreek Hill wasn't going to be here, I know for a fact they drafted Mecole Hardman because they needed a replacement at that time for Tyreek Hill. So they went and found the closest guy to him. Then they needed a replacement for him. Then they drafted Xavier Worthy. They've got to break that cycle. Stop drafting to replace the guy that was similar. Go out and take somebody that was better or different or unique, does crazy things, and then tailor your offense to that person, just like you did with Patrick Mahomes. By just trying to look for that next replacement is a little bit lazy.
You're also just not going to replace a generational
talent.
And
that's the other thing. That's why you can't replace Travis Kelce.
Nobody hawked a ball down like Tyreek Hill could with that speed.
Nobody did. I've never seen someone move like him.
And that's just the way it is, man. Like, yeah. That's why you could have the narrative of F it, Tyreek's down there anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, yeah. I know that if I still think the greatest catch that Tyreek Hill doesn't get credit for was in a Denver game, where he went up to catch it, came down and like bobbed, but still caught it, and they didn't challenge it.
Oh man, that was,
you remember that play?
Yeah.
It was like this crazy. He hawked it in the air, came down, fell down the end zone, somehow still had it. They didn't challenge it, but it would have been like a 55-yard touchdown. That I'm like, there's no other athlete in sports that makes that play.
Right. And so you don't have that guy anymore, which is fine.
It's fine.
You've been fine without him. But don't go and try to find the exact, like, when Patrick Mahomes leaves, are you going to tell me they're going to spend years trying to find the next Patrick Mahomes? That guy doesn't exist.
Good luck.
The next Travis Kelce doesn't exist.
Nope.
You don't, when you try to find the next at whatever it is, that's when you fail, because you miss other things that may be better, that may be different, that may be unique, that maybe you don't know about, but you're just writing it off because you're looking for the next 87. That guy does not exist. This whole offense needs to change going into next season. It's not about, let's find the next tight end, let's find the next, you know, Tyreek Hill. No. Find the best 11 guys and take what they do and accentuate what they do, and then go out there and attack the other team. They're spending too much time trying to replace guys that can't be replaced.
I think, and I'll stop with the Tyreek Hill conversation because it doesn't merit moving forward, but it kind of does. Like, Tyreek Hill didn't play to his size.
Never did.
Like, no. Xavier Worthy plays to his size.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Tyreek played like he was 6'2".
He could jump. He could run. He could track balls in the air coming down anywhere on the field. And when you look at Xavier Worthy, it's like, keep him kind of outside the numbers so he can catch it and get out of bounds, right? Like, that's how he plays.
He's Tyler Lockett, honestly. That's Xavier Worthy.
But he has the speed, and the fans think he's going to be Tyreek Hill, and he's not.
No, he's Tyler Lockett.
The team thinks he can be Tyreek Hill.
What's that? Who'd you say?
Maybe the team thinks he can be Tyreek
Hill. Yeah, and that's a mistake.
It is. You've got to – and what you still have, Kansas City, is you still have the generational talent. Yeah, you may have lost one in Tyreek Hill a few years ago. You worked it out. You may lose one in 87, but you have the talent. And like you said, Bob, work around that. Figure out what Mahomes does well, because he does a lot. He does a lot better than a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Figure that out.
And the offensive line is not a problem.
No, tired of that.
I'm over that excuse. Everybody wants to go to the offensive line. The offensive line was really good the other day, and you know we've talked about the offense. I'm not concerned about the offensive line.
Me either.
They need the legit running back, and then they need to go out and draft the best wide receivers and create positions for them. Don't have positions and then try to find a wide receiver who fits that position, because it just doesn't work. It's like anything in life. When you move on from A, don't try to find the exact clone for A. Go on to B, and B may be different, and it's something we haven't seen before, but it's still contributing to wins, and you're doing what you want there out on the field. I just think the Chiefs have spent a lot of time trying to find that replacement, that exact clone for Tyreek Hill, and that's foolish.
Yeah, I mean, you just won't see guys like that very often. You don't see Randy Mosses everywhere. You won't see a lot of Justin Jeffersons, which people keep saying, Trey McDuffie for Jefferson. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, come on, guys.
I mean, look, McDuffie in two first rounds might get the conversation started.
Well, I was going to say, that's a conversation starter. Okay, after Minnesota's laughing, now what?
Exactly.
Right. It's the same thing as like saying, well, what would you give for Patrick Mahomes? That is their Patrick Mahomes. That is their guy.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that could change that is Patrick Mahomes would never be like, I just don't feel great in the city. I don't think this team's moving in the right direction. That is something that Justin Jefferson could say this offseason. He has shown frustration more than we've ever seen before.
Oh, yeah.
And they got it wrong with nine, clearly. And they let Sam Darnold go. And how's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things because, I mean, Sam Darnold, hey, you're going to go from Justin Jefferson to JSN. Oh, shucks. Like, all right, I'm going to get younger, but similar in talent. So, again, that's wishing in one hand and doing the other in the other hand.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Jefferson, look, it'd have to be – that'd be insane. And he's still – what is he, 6'2"?
Yeah.
So he's not the 6'5 guy. You need the T. Higgins type. That's what the Chiefs need at receiver.
To your point, he does kind of play –
does play bigger.
He plays
bigger. He's
yeah.
long.
You don't
yeah.
have to teach him.
No. You never worried about Tyreek Hill being short, though, either, because
no.
he played big.
Yes. He was a big man
yeah.
at wide receiver.
I
Plus,
mean,
he was just strong.
He was strong. And I was just saying, I give him all the credit in the world. And I've said that for years now. I don't care for him as a human, but as a football player, I don't know that anybody did more to raise their level of play in this league, in the history of this league, than what Tyreek Hill did. He was a fifth-round running back that had no clue what he was doing and transformed himself into one of the best wide receivers of all time.
Yeah, to dilute Tyreek Hill down to a fast guy, it's a
not,
disservice.
It's a disservice to Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
It really is, because Tyreek Hill is not just a speed guy. He's an everything wide receiver.
Somebody says, so trade Trent McDuffie and trade up for Jeremiah Smith. Well, he doesn't come out until another year.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly.
That's the wide receiver
this
class.
This is a rough draft.
Yeah, this draft, not so great. 2 years from now, wide receiver, heavy. Ooh.
That's why Smash. You have to go out and use the trade market.
Yes.
And part with players. I know people will be upset. Oh, we parted with this guy. We parted with that guy. You're coming off a team and a season that didn't make the playoffs. Everybody's expendable.
Yep.
Everyone.
Damn right.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, we'll wrap this show up and get back to a date that I want you to mark on your calendars because it's worth it. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Question for you as we wrap this show up. What's something you love that you hate to admit? Or as some people would call that, a guilty pleasure. Max is the Seahawks.
I think it is, yeah. BBL stinky.
You stop that slander. They are not BBL stinky.
Yeah, I like Seattle.
Why do you hate Seattle?
Have you been to Seattle? No, I actually would love to go.
You'd like Seattle. Once you step over the homeless and the syringes and the pee on the street, it's a beautiful city.
He's not kidding.
And I'm not kidding.
I've been to Portland, Oregon, and I was mesmerized by the freeway fences just covered in blue tarps.
It's crazy, right? Yeah. Like, it's all homeless encampments. It's syringes.
I could be wrong. Is it the mayor? He come out and say like something like, we're a safe place. Like, you can come here and you'll be okay.
You talking about Mayor L?
No, talking about Portland.
Oh, maybe.
I think there's
yeah.
some truth to that. I don't know. There's the sun.
There it is. It Hello. Just popped out. But no, like Portland and Seattle are very much, you know, the same with that kind of stuff. I remember taking the kids a couple of years ago to Seattle, and like these bums are passed out on the street. There's pee everywhere. They're taking dumps on the sidewalk. There's needles. My kids are like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, just step over them. They'll be fine. I mean, but that, like, it's not nice, but it's a great city. You know, it's weird to say that. That sucks, but the city itself is awesome.
Oh yeah. Portland was great. I mean, going up in the mountains, doing all the trails, seeing all the waterfalls.
It's just clean, right?
Yeah, going to Willamette Valley, I think, is something for those people that enjoy vino or semi-enjoy it but want to go on a trip. Willamette Valley will rock your socks. It's the only reason why I drink Pinot Noir now. That's like the home of it. And like, yeah, it's great. It's a great place. Hey, I told you about a date to look forward to in the future, and that date is January 31st. The reason I say that is because college basketball, right? You need something to get off your mindset of not having playoff football, this game would be like, what, a week and a half before the Super Bowl? That's set, maybe a week before, because that's the Saturday on the 31st, 7th. And then you go the next
week.
When
are Alex and Cody leaving? They're probably not this year.
I feel like it would have been CDOT's turn.
No, it was Alex and Cody.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, middays. Oh, really? Yeah.
Because what, that's 2 hours ahead of us? Yeah. So they'd have been on from 8 to 11?
Eight to twelve.
Yeah, eight to noon.
Shout out Mules. Took my final of math in college next to my professor, just solo in her office.
Nice.
I don't know about that.
Not really.
It wasn't that relationship. That was the year that I was interning with Spec.
Oh, okay.
And so I was doing a long time, 2013. And Billy Butler, I'll never forget, Billy Butler came to the studio that day. And people had found out.
You remember that was this?
2015.
Even still, it was a long time ago.
I remember Spec was like, hey, here's the deal. John, our old boss, is like, he wants you to just kind of monitor this. And there was word that he was coming here and Royals, right?
This is when he was with the A's. Yeah.
Right. And so many people, news outlets and everything in our parking lot, that door down there is where Billy Butler came into. And I got to go out there. And you talk about, you know, meeting athletes for the first time. Door opens. I'm like, hello, Mr. Butler. Oh my God, that's Billy Butler. Okay, I think I'm gonna do this job. And then all of a sudden he comes up here, does a show, does an interview with you guys, and so on and so forth. But yeah, we talk about, you know, athletes that, you know, you see their whole career. But January 31st, KU will host BYU. AJ DeBanza, the good fellow that
loved
got seven.
Him. Who's the boss? Tony DeBanza? Yeah. He's great.
He, the guy that got $7 million from Crumble Cookie to come to BYU.
Yeah, that's right. Now that we know that. Yeah.
Now that we know. But he was absolutely dynamite last night. BYU down by 21 at halftime, came back and won the game with a walk-off three. Actually got the lead by six in the second half. Like with about a minute left, they were about a minute and a half left. They were up by six. Clemson would not go away. By the way, their coach is the longest tenured coach in the ACC. Couldn't believe that.
Clemson's coach?
Yeah. Forget what his name is. Like, it's a double B name.
Give me a second.
I forget what his name is, but they said it last night. I was like, oh,
Billy Butterworth?
No. But no. And
Brad Brownwell.
Yeah, Brownwell. Yeah, double B. You got that right.
Brad Brownwell. Let me just say, I feel like he hasn't been there that long. That goes to show you the turnover.
Yeah, because Kay left and Roy's gone. Yeah. So, yeah, you look at all that.
2010.
So, yeah, he's been there since 2010?
It's a good amount of time.
Yeah.
15 years.
That's a long time.
Longest tenured coach in the ACC.
Okay, anyways, I'll give you that. Yeah.
So, DeBanza was great last night. They come back. They were down by 21 at halftime. They get it back to within nine. Then they get back to tie. Then they get up by six. And then Clemson doesn't go away. They hit a couple threes. They tie it. Then they get a two. Then they foul, whatever. And then walk off three in the Garden. This Bonanza kid. Not Bonanza, that's a wine, actually, by the way. DeBanza is going to be one of the top three kids drafted in the NBA. Darren Peterson's also going to be in the top three. I think it's going to be those two, and then Boozer's son will be their top three picks going into the NBA next year, which will all hopefully eventually play for Team USA as the future continues to build. But, man, Peterson versus DeBanza is going to be an absolute showdown in Lawrence. If you want something to kind of look forward to, you say, well, what are we going to do without the playoffs? Well, here's a date, January 31st, KU, BYU should be
electric.
This
gets my mojo going a little bit too. And one of the biggest reasons is the top three picks could all be American college players in the NBA for the first time in quite some time. And I think that's good for the NBA, kind of for the advancement of that league, because a lot of people like college basketball, but they don't follow the NBA. And a big reason I think why they don't follow the NBA, they don't have a team in their town, or B, they don't know who the players are. You know, you watch all these kids in college and then where are they? And then it's like football. You see all these kids in college, then they're in the pros in the NBA. It's like, all right, we're drafting this guy from Greece, this guy from Spain, this guy from France. What about all these college kids? And they get thrown to the wayside. To have three kids like this, it could be the top. It's huge for the NBA.
Better believe it. It should be. It should be electric, man.
I told you Tony DeBanza tried to swing at me at the American Royal years ago.
I don't remember that story.
Oh, yeah. We were down there.
Did you say, who's the boss?
No. He was like walking around. We were trying to get him for an interview, and I tapped on him. I guess he didn't like to be tapped, and he turned around like, you know, and I was like, whoa, DeBanza, what are you doing here?
Dusty from the 913, it's a buzzer beater, not a walk-off. This isn't baseball.
Who the hell cares?
The way he hit it and walked off the court was sick. That's why I call it a walk-off. Now, I get it. Yeah, no, they're just being fun. But, yeah, so somebody says their biggest guilty pleasure is Coldplay. What? You know whose guilty pleasure was Coldplay?
That's CEO.
Nailed it.
What's gone on with that?
You know.
We haven't heard, because that was like in July when that
like
happened.
I feel like they're still banging.
I was reading Cayman Jackson, Texas, when that went down.
What would be the update you're expecting?
I don't know. Like, we haven't heard, like, how's the divorce going? Yeah, are they together? Have we seen pictures?
They ought to put one of them on The Golden Bachelor.
I mean, you asked me.
They're both single.
It's a great show.
You asked me what I'm looking for in an update. It's 2025. Just give me something. That's all we need. Coldplay CEO and girl that he kissed are doing this. You'll click on that story to find out if they're living on the Hamptons together or whatever the hell it is. You know,
living on life in Technicolor.
Yeah.
There we go.
Pah. I don't know. Guilty pleasure. I guess mine for my age would be the 1975. I should not like that band.
It's a great band.
They are a great band, but I should be 22. I went to their concert and all around
you
me.
You went to see 1975 play?
Absolutely. I've seen them twice.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I would love to see them live. Yeah. That'd be great.
See them twice.
Where'd you see them?
Saw them in Bonner Springs, stood next to Laszlo the whole time. Because I thought they were going to cancel the concert because there was like a tornado warning.
Mm. And so Laszlo had the inside.
I mean, it was on by the bus.
Yeah.
And so I went over there to Laszlo. I'm like, are they going to play this concert? He's like, I don't know. I mean, they should. So I stood there next to him and we watched the concert for a little bit, then went back with my friends and then saw him at the T-Mobile Center just here recently because it was their last tour until they were shutting things down because Matty Healy's got to figure himself out, the lead singer of the band. But I should not like that band. Like, you say, Dusty, how old are you? 38? And you like the 1975? Like, do you have a labubu as well on your hip?
It's fine.
It's a guilty pleasure,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's sense. Fine. Yeah. Coldplay is your guilty pleasure?
No, that was a texter, which I think was probably facetiously playing off of the Coldplay thing.
Yeah, I don't know what my guilty pleasure is.
I don't know mine either. My listening age was the other way on my Spotify Wrapped. I'm 42, according to my music.
Really?
Yeah, which is awesome.
That's
cool. I
love that.
It was great. Yeah, I was like, cool.
Huh. 42. God, you got some old taste.
I know, just all 90s stuff, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, that would put you about 42.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Somebody says, yeah, that dude's got a lot of money. He's not doing anything until that settlement is final.
That's true. But I think for me, you know, I think the two best decades of music are the 60s and the 90s.
I would say your guilty pleasure would be Taylor Swift. As a man that's almost 50, you shouldn't like her the way that you do. That's just according to like society,
fair. Yeah,
right?
That's
like,
fair.
You look at her demographic, 50-year-old male is not.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Not in that demographic of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but 50-year-old male with two teenage daughters and a wife, you
correct.
Know.
But you've learned to like it.
Yeah.
Which the demographic is, the 50-year-old wife and the teenage daughters. Yeah. But you're like, you know what, Dad's leaning into this.
Yeah, like I was not interested in Taylor until, you know, the Travis thing started.
Until Redwood.
And then the kids, and then definitely Redwood. But then the kids, like, and I started listening. I'm like, I really like her music. Like, I really, really like her music. It's not just the couple of songs that everybody knows. Like, there's a lot of deep cuts that are good. Just about everything she puts out is good. I love the new album. The more I listen to it. The kids don't like it, but people my age are liking the album because it's more geared towards us.
Nate Taylor, Ben Maller, and I'm missing one tomorrow.
Alex Gold.
Yeah, Gold Locks all tomorrow. Hey, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. Change their day, their week, their month, their year. Simply cool to care. Stay groovy. Stay kind. Coming up next, Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.